still on the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there. We give away, so head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Have a good time there. We are, by the way, back live tonight. For the past couple of days, if you are a radio listener, you had gotten a couple of best ofs or refeeds or whatever the hell you want to call those. They weren't live, and we're sorry about that. We were actually doing a live internet show on those two nights. It's just that our network, they wanted to take some time off, so that's what they did, and here we are now back in our regular live six-night-a-week mode. In fact, coming up later this week, we're going to be live on location at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which we'll tell you a little bit more about here in a moment. But live again tonight, it's the new year, 2008. Hope everybody out there in Radio Land had a happy and safe New Year's Eve. I know that I certainly did. It was a good time, and ready to have a productive and exciting 2008 ahead of us. In fact, coming up later in the show, Mark, you've got some predictions for 2008, which I'm very interested to hear. They're not your predictions.
No.
You wouldn't think up anything original necessarily, but you've got an email.
I come up with predictions now and then.
You've got an email that is going to tell us why you're better than me. And yeah. I'm curious about this.
It is awesome.
I don't know if one of us is necessarily better than the other. I think we both have differing good points and bad points.
Well, I think you manage to hold the show up with your intros and extros and that kind of thing. You're sort of the broadcast end of this, and you know I pipe in with quips.
All right, let's get to the email.
All right, this is from JC. Mark, I'm sending you this email at the risk of peeving off Ian, whom I really respect. I'm going to edit any word that I don't particularly like here. Just so
okay.
You know. I've been listening to the internet-only show for the past few days, and I've observed that even though the FCC wasn't listening, you refrained from using the F word. I believe, and I did use it one time when a client asked me to, but, you know, they got to pay me.
Yep.
I believe that the measure of a man is how he uses his self-government when there's no big brother government around. Liberty is best exemplified by the person who doesn't incite other, less enlightened people to feel tempted to use coercive power by the government against him. Since Ian is such a free marketeer, you can tell him that if the FCC is abolished tomorrow, he may find the free market prefers less of cussing rather than more of it. Just a thought.
It may be true.
And I think that, you know, we just, you know, the use of the F word during our internet-only show was sort of something new and different to offer to our internet listeners.
Yeah, the internet listeners like that stuff.
But some of them, you can only make generalizations.
Yeah.
Clearly, JC is not one of them.
I understand.
Yes. Another thing for Ian to think about is that the free market already legitimately demands some level of government.
I'd like to, by the way, point out that in the beginning days of Free Talk Live, it was you, sir, you who were letting off the S-bombs that were going out.
It wasn't an S-bomb. It was another word that I was unfamiliar. I didn't know that you couldn't use it on the air.
No, I recall you using at least one big S-bomb.
Well, that was 5 years ago.
I understand. Now you're the consummate radio professional that you are today.
I don't use those words in my daily life because I don't want to slip up on the air. That's really the reason why I've changed my vocabulary. Okay. Let's see. The free market already legitimately demands some level of government. Now, I would assume that you would dispute the legitimately part. A constitution and a bill of rights are helpful to ensure the amount of government supply doesn't exceed the market demand for it. Since there is currently more supply of government than a demand for it, it may be safe to say that even if a majority of people didn't want any local, state, or federal government, it will likely still exist, even though hopefully within the bounds of the Constitution rather than without. The spirit of libertarianism is to teach the doctrines of liberty in all of its facets so that awakened individuals will hopefully demand less government and exercise more self-government.
Okay, yeah.
Books like For a New Liberty, the Libertarian Manifesto by Murray Rothbard, and also The Market for Liberty are so useful in describing an America with no government because they show the full range of solutions that the free market can supply in the absence of any government.
They do, and you can download and listen to an audiobook version of The Market for Liberty right now if you want it, book.freekeen.com.
Nevertheless, government is a service demanded by citizens, even many libertarian ones. I know you dispute their libertarianism.
Well, I don't know. I think that people think they need government because it's always been that way. I don't know if they're out there necessarily demanding government. I think that they want police protection, and they want fire protection, and they want, you know, a library, and they want education. It's just that they think that it has to be provided by this coercive organization known as the state, and they're wrong about that. That's all. It's just massively misunderstood ideas. That's all.
What I see as a way to get the liberty message out more is for you to continue arguing with Ian. People who are more statist, it's a good thing because that's what's going to continue here. People are more statist, who are more statist than you and me are scared of the lack of self-governance of other people. And that's really what the issue is. Most people will give up their own freedoms in order to govern other people. They're scared to death of what other people might do simply because they read the newspaper and they find out, yep, there's some nut that did that.
Right.
Whatever it was. There are many types of voluntary governance, self-governance, family governance, peer and colleague governance, church governance, etc. All these are completely voluntary. It's not that there should be less government, but that the government should be reallocated away from the compulsory governance bodies like the city, state, and federal government, and back to consensual ones. If you both talk up the ability of consensual governments to build a strong and free civil society and economy, then religious people may end up...
That's an, I don't think there can be a consensual government. I mean, by definition, government is an agency with a monopoly of coercive force, and by definition, it coerces people into paying for its services. So if you have a consensual government, you don't have a government anymore, but a business operating in the marketplace.
Well, if you govern yourself, you're sort of controlling yourself, right?
Okay.
So that's not a monopoly on force, is it?
That's kind of a different situation.
You're not forcing yourself to do anything. I
self-government is a completely different concept than government as we know it today.
And a governing body in a church, I mean, they do use terminology like that, governing bodies. The only thing that they really have the ability to do is excommunicate you, kick you out of their organization. And so that's it's a level of force, I mean, of sorts. I mean, it's not force in the same way the governments use it. But I think he's using it in a legitimate fashion, just not... your particular definition.
I'm sorry, go back and start again.
Would you like to hear that again?
Yeah, just that last
one. Okay, great. Let's see. The way I see it, pardon me, I'm sorry
about that. Didn't mean to throw you off.
It's not that there should be less government, but that government should be reallocated away from the compulsory governance bodies like the city, state, and federal government and back to consensual ones.
I agree completely with that.
Yeah.
If he can use whatever term he wants.
There are many types of voluntary governance, he says in the sentence previous to that. Self-government, family governance, peer and colleague governance, church governance, etc.
Okay, so, I follow.
Okay. If you both talk up the ability of consensual governments to build strong and free civil society and economy, then religious people may end up being your biggest allies. Referring to the two-axis political spectrum, I see you guys... but mainly Ian alone, attaching many people to the left side of the libertarian plane. You and Ian together could attract people in both ends of the non-statist and less statist crowds. So I guess he's sort of calling me the Republican of the crew, which...
I don't know.
You know, not inaccurate. This is what I meant when I called a few weeks ago as the Mormon in Utah that didn't support Romney and said that that you guys have a great opportunity amongst religious people, and especially Mormons in this country. The prerequisite to realizing this potential may be to balance the focus between economic liberty and personal liberty and offer the world without government as an option that people may take, but that they have a choice because that's what liberty is all about. So they have a choice between government and without. The less state we have, the more voluntary and consensual governance is required. I find that for many personally conservative people like you and me, economic liberty is sometimes a bigger concern than whether or not we can light up. And I assume he's talking about marijuana. And it is. For me, the biggest issue is taxes. When the government spends money, they fail at it every single time. And...
well, the fact is, it's all economic liberty in a way. We can come back and talk about that. 800-259-9231, because the freedom to light up means the freedom to purchase the product that you put in that pipe, and that means the freedom to do business.
I've come to that conclusion, but I started out as an economic libertarian.
Right.
You know, so.
More on the way. You can take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there, we give away, updates included. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know it first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Once again, our number is 800-259-9231. We're in the middle of an email here from JC, I think, in New Hampshire. But
he's in Utah,
actually. Oh, Utah. Okay. There's a JC in New Hampshire that called last night.
I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, let's continue that, Mark, because we're talking about government. We're talking about my position, of course, which is zero government. Get the government the hell out of our lives. Get rid of it. Replace it with marketplace functions offered on a voluntary basis. Your position is, well, let's take it slow. Let's go. Let's cut the government down to size, and then maybe we'll talk about that no government stuff, right?
That's where I stand.
Okay.
Okay, JC goes on. I find that for many personally conservative people, like you and me, economic liberty is sometimes a bigger concern than whether or not we can light up. I, for example, believe in legalizing pot, even though I still wouldn't smoke it because it's against my personal convictions and religion. I worry a lot about...
It's against a religion to smoke marijuana?
He's a Mormon.
Mormon thing. Oh, and, okay, right.
They don't even mess with caffeine, gotcha. Let alone marijuana. They
wow, no caffeine either.
No, caffeine...
Alcohol?
No.
No alcohol.
Yeah, nothing that changes your brain.
Wow.
That's how they do it.
Okay.
I worry a lot about property rights, sound money and such. I'm not saying that everyone's like me, but I offer myself as a personal example. In other words, I think that only a balancing act is needed. You're the right man for the job. I admire that prison didn't turn you into a man without personal principles, even though you might have been around some pretty bad behavior in prison. You proved that today when I listened to the latest episode. Respectfully, JC in Utah. So I think JC sort of stumbled on the secret of Free Talk Live.
Secret?
The underlying message of Free Talk Live.
What's that?
Well, that you believe in no government at all, and I believe in some. Now, my position is pretty radical for most people to take by itself. If I was doing my own radio talk show, and for one, it would be boring as hell. But besides that, people would listen to me, and I'd be somewhat marginalized. But because you're here, and your position is even more radical than my own, I look like the voice of reason. Now, I'm extraordinarily libertarian. I score a 90-100 on the libertarian quiz, the Nolan chart.
90-100? What do you miss out on?
I think it's 9. I think it's 90 or it's 95. Whatever. I say maybe as far as I'm not sure whether I think I don't really care about the ID cards.
You don't care about a national ID? You're okay with that idea?
I'm not okay with it. I just don't care that much about it. It's not an issue that resonates with me.
Okay.
It's going to be inefficient and cost a lot of money, but that's...
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what, so I've got a pretty radical opinion as far as it goes. Anyway, what's that?
One of our chatters says, I think Mark is the voice of fascism.
Well, of course they do. Those are always what the people like you out there, the no-government folks think. And that's good. It's good that they have a place to come to. So, as a result, people hear the message of liberty because they have me to sort of fall back on. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's brilliant, Mark, and I'm glad that you've decided to stick around because you were encountering a bout of depression before you went on your vacation.
It's dark here.
Well, there's this seasonal affective disorder that some people have, I guess, where they don't get enough sunlight. It's a very sort of subliminal... subtle thing that your brain tells your body that something's wrong, and you feel it. You don't know why necessarily you're feeling messed up, but apparently you do. And for whatever reason, it doesn't affect me, and we're both Florida natives, which I don't... Maybe it's because you were down there 10 years longer. You're just having a tougher time.
And people are just different, Ian.
Adjusting? I don't know. And I've heard it's genetic, too, so maybe that's it. But anyway, you were having a tough time, and you were talking about maybe... leaving the show.
Well, I was only really considering, snowbirding 3 months out of the year.
Right, like that. And I said, well, I hope you don't decide to do that. And you haven't. So that's wonderful, and I'm glad you're still on board with the program.
And I figure I can buy some lights. I figured out what the problem is.
I think you play an important role on the show, and I think you're right. You do provide that gateway for people to come in who are still grasping on to their... you know, their idea that government is necessary and government is good, and you sort of help lead them down this the road of liberty, and then if they want, they can follow all the way and go to complete voluntarism and free marketeerism, if you will. And I think that's excellent. In fact, I got an email today from one of our new Free Talk Live amplifiers who was talking about how he discovered Free Talk Live by finding the Ron Paul campaign. And there have been some people who've been critical recently that Free Talk Live, what are you doing? You shouldn't be supporting that Ron Paul. He's unprincipled. What, he's not a real libertarian, that sort of stuff. And no, Ron Paul isn't the perfect candidate. He's,
nope.
He's no Harry Brown, but he's darn close. I'd say he's 95% of Harry Brown. And the one of the reasons we're supporting Ron Paul, beyond the fact that it's a great idea that he's running and he's helping people discover liberty, is Free Talk Live getting behind Ron Paul is going to result in more people finding Free Talk Live, which means more people finding a true voluntarist message, a true free market message. Ron comes close, but he still skirts a lot of the issues, and he's not real hardcore free market. He's not as hardcore as he used to be in 1988, for instance. Did you see that Tim Russert interview, Mark?
I didn't see that particular name.
They brought up some of his, it's worth it, it's a good one. They brought up some of his old quotes from 1988, which, when he was running as a libertarian candidate for president, he took a very libertarian position on immigration back then, and he's got a different sounding position today. He mm-hmm. really sort of, I think he's just sort of obscuring his real thoughts and his real position to get people on board. But the point is, he's still bringing people into the liberty movement, and us being here closely associated with the Ron Paul campaign, and that we're promoting it and talking about it, is going to bring people over to this show and give them the real perspective, the real liberty perspective when it comes to issues like immigration, so people can come to understand that, because it's critical to understand how liberty and immigration intertwine, and that we want more people coming here to this country to make a better life for themselves. So we're getting new listeners from the Ron Paul campaign, and isn't that what people who support voluntarism and free markets would like to hear?
There's sort of a practical libertarianism that you know, means you build friendship, you build relations with people that agree with you on issues. There's an impractical one, which is complete liberty, every issue, every time, and if you don't agree with me, I'm going to take my toys and go home. And that doesn't work. It doesn't do anything for liberty, or very much for liberty. Maybe in the long run it would work, I don't know, but I don't think it would. I don't think the system of governance would work, personally. And also, you wouldn't be doing a show with me. You wouldn't be able to sit on the air every night and do a show with me where I talk about small government.
Well, luckily, there are only a handful of people out there that take that position. I think most people that are on the voluntarist side, the free market side, are absolutely, you know, standing there with open arms to those of their, I guess, minarchist brethren who have yet to completely reject all forms of government. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Mark Emery, the king of pot. We'll talk about him coming up.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of Data Lee Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
And how would you like to take off some of those holiday pounds? You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some of the real testimonials, find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We were talking about Ron Paul, and there's a neat story out of Des Moines, just to kind of give an example of some of the activists that have been, activated by the Ron Paul campaign. People who have... A lot of people have pointed out on this show and on the internet that they've never been active in, getting into politics before. And not that that's necessarily a good thing. I find politics to be pretty despicable. But the fact is, these people are doing their best to control your life, most of these politicians. And I think most people are pretty much, they understand that, and that it's usually a choice between big government politician A and big government politician B, usually with an R or a D, coming after their name. And so why bother? Why bother getting involved? Why bother caring? Well, Ron Paul's something a little bit different. In fact, he's a lot different from the other candidates, and that's what it has taken to get people involved. From the Washington Post in Des Moines, Iowa, the Ron Paul boys have come to this great state by bus and borrowed ride with long johns under their jeans and little in their pockets. All day they go door to door in the snow on behalf of their hero, the libertarian and 10-term Republican congressman Ron Paul. And by the way, that same level of effort is going on here in New Hampshire, even though this story is in Iowa. There are Ron Paul supporters from all around the country who've come here as part of Operation Live Free or Die, and they're doing the same damn thing. It's snowing out here, and they're walking around from house to house, knocking on doors, and trying to get people to come out and support this candidate.
Right. I had one stay at my house for a week while I was away. I just, you know, let him have the house so that he could operate here in Keene and go knock on people's doors and hand out Ron Paul literature.
Republican Congressman Ron Paul, at night they sleep in the YMCA cabins, one of which has no hot water. Jeff Frazee, the Paul campaign's youth coordinator, says a lot of guys in a small area doesn't smell the best. During spare moments, which are rare, the Paul boys watch guy movies such as Transformers and wish there were more girls around.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Not a lot of girls in the Liberty Movement.
Well, you know, not so much, but as Jim Bacca said here in New Hampshire, he was surprised at the Liberty Forum last year of the ratio of guys, males to females. It was much higher here in New Hampshire than it was at any other libertarian event he's ever been to. So that's a good sign.
It is.
Anyway, during spare moments, they're watching movies. Oh, well, says Adam Kirshner, 23, of Ozark Christian College, leaning against a wall in the campaign office. He says, "We didn't come here for the chicks." Speak for yourself, says Eddie Siegel, age 18. One of the unlikeliest stories in the city is the last days before tomorrow's caucuses and is the young men who flocked to the long-shot candidacy of Paul. He seems an unusual icon for them. He's 72 and a great-grandfather. He's been married half a century, adores his tomato plants, and is generally mild-mannered when not calling for the abolition of the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Education. Corey Walsh.
He's mild-mannered even when he is doing that.
He's a very friendly guy.
What a nice way to pop in that little tidbit.
A college freshman from Marshall, Arkansas, Corey Walsh, says he's so sweet. Apparently, he recently got to give Ron Paul a hug. I really wish he was my grandpa. The Paul Brigade has come to Iowa as part of a student outreach effort. The campaign calls Ron Paul's Christmas Vacation, which makes the whole thing sound madcap like a Chevy Chase movie. And it's a little like that. There are nearly 300 young people staying at camps across the state. The ones nearest Des Moines spend their days hopping on and off a 1980s school bus that's been painted red, white, and blue and dubbed the Constitution Coach. It drops them off in neighborhoods where the kids canvass and where, on a recent weekday around noon, two Paul boys have very little luck getting anyone to talk to them. Andrew Pearson.
Really? They're going door to door and they can't get people to talk to them?
Well, he says, "How do you feel about Ron Paul?" he asks a man coming down his driveway. And he says, "I feel like I've got about 15 minutes to eat lunch and get back to work," the man replies. Maybe it's because people are busy or not home.
I imagine that it can be very difficult doing this canvassing. I was just, and I also think, I don't know how Iowa is, but I also think that retail politics really works in New Hampshire. They're used to it. They expect a canvasser to come
to their door. Around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, Iowa's more conservative, more Midwest.
I counter-campaign to them. If somebody comes up, and it's always the Democrats around here in Keene, because it's a heavily Democrat area, and so I usually have some sort of liberty-oriented literature to hand back to them as they come up to try to promote their candidate. No, that's okay. I'm not really interested in them, but I do like freedom. Anyway, Pearson's compatriot has taken off his gloves to get a better grip on the pamphlets he's been putting behind people's screen doors. His fingers ache from the cold. He says, "I'm going to get freedom frostbite." One volunteer says an organizer told the kids when they arrived last week, three rules, no drugs, no booze, and no freedom babies. A fellow in charge of directions on the Constitution Coach wears a Santa cap and goes by the name Monk. He spends a lot of time rifling through various maps going to figure out where the bus is going, and when he's not doing that, he's hunting for phone numbers, and when he's not doing that, he's answering his cell phone with the enthusiasm of a game show MC. Constitution Coach, he calls out every time the phone rings, which is every few minutes. There's some heckling on the bus. Sometimes it stops for food or a bathroom break. Monk, whose name is real name is Matt Mancasey, who's 23 and rode a Greyhound from D.C. to get to Iowa, jokes about picking up a hottie. The guys speak with reverence of Dr. Paul, who's an obstetrician, and speaking in sneering tones of the fancy, new-looking bus owned by the Republican rival Mike Huckabee's campaign. They call the bus the Huckabeast. The Constitution Coach has been loaned to the Paul campaign by a pro-Paul homeschooling family of nine. It has slogans written on the outside like, "No Patriot Act, No National ID." This is fitting because in the House, the Texas congressman is known as Dr. No for his opposition to nearly everything. Paul sees the oppressive hand of big government everywhere. He doesn't like the Iraq War or the United Nations. He didn't approve of sending aid to the victims of Hurricane Katrina. He doesn't like the CIA, Federal Reserve, or federal drug laws. Interesting how they try to sort of spin Ron Paul's position when they say that he's opposed to nearly everything, it makes him sound very negative.
Right, like he's just a malcontent, or he's an old curmudgeon. Well, that's not so. The Ron Paul takes his duty as a legislator very seriously. He believes in the Constitution of the United States. And
he's in favor of that.
Yeah. What you need to do is read that thing, and you'll realize that the United States government is stepping way out of its constitutional bounds.
Right.
Now, I know the Supreme Court says it's okay, but look, those nine people clearly aren't reading the same document I am.
That one sentence could have changed, would have been more accurate had it said that the Texas congressman is known as Dr. No for his opposition to nearly everything constitutional.
Mm.
Had they added one word to it, it would have been completely
opposition
accurate.
Opposition to everything unconstitutional, right.
Oh, thank you. But one word would have fixed that that statement, but as it is, it makes him sound like, fuddy-duddy.
Grr.
Anyway, it says, Paul sees the oppressive hand of big government everywhere. That's a pretty accurate statement. He doesn't like the Iraq War, true, or the United Nations, also true. He didn't approve of sending aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
Well, the reason for that isn't because he thinks people shouldn't get help.
Right, and he did approve of aid going to Hurricane Katrina victims.
Just not by the government.
But just not the government, because it's not the United States government's role to take care of victims of natural disasters. It's at the very most, it's a state government role, and I believe it should be handled by individuals. Look how many people rushed to New Orleans to help those people. And they were turned away by FEMA. And FEMA caused people to die as a result.
The rest of the story here is the young folks on the bus, and to be fair, of the 30 or so young people, there are two or three girls, are adorably scruffy. Many have long hair. One of the young women has blue streaks in her hair. If they weren't here, they'd look perfectly appropriate at a Dennis Kucinich rally, which is very interesting in that Ron Paul is pulling this support. And this whole article has been about the young people that have been supporting Ron Paul. These college-age kids from 18 to 23 or 25 are really people you would never see at, any other Republican candidates' rallies or get-togethers or meetups or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These are not your typical Republican supporters. But yet they've been brought on board by Ron Paul because he has this message that is very original amongst politicians.
Entirely different than what the rest of them are saying.
It says here that they like Paul as much for his style as for his stances. They seem drawn to his radicalism, to the fact he says he would end the war and stabilize the nation's currency, and to the fact he seems so authentic.
I don't think that Ron Paul's style is drawing that many people in.
He's not a great communicator. He's really not.
He's not the greatest in the world. I do think he's a pretty darn good one.
He gets it done.
I think that he's,
he's better now than he was 12 months ago.
Of the libertarian communicators I've heard, he's still in the top 20 or 10. I can't think of any of off the top.
He's good. He's just not the best. That's all.
He could
use some polishing.
Perhaps he could, there's times when I wish he would have said something different or something like that.
And, of course, there are times when I wish you were a little more radical.
It's his stance that I like.
Hey, there's the commercials. We'll be back in a moment.
Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and pick up some FTL merchandise. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats. We've got hoodies, a variety of different sizes and colors available for you. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and place your order today. That's store.freetalklive.com. Anyway, we were talking about the young people that have just come out of the woodwork to support Ron Paul's candidacy for president. And it's pretty exciting because normally when it comes to getting people to get activated and go out and vote, just trying to get people of a young age bracket to go out and vote is an enormous task.
Arduous.
And of course, some would argue that, well, it's a good thing we don't want people to go out and vote. I disagree completely. I think leveraging the political system for the benefit of liberty is something that is possible. It's not easy to do, but I think it's a worthwhile endeavor. Anyway, getting young people to go out and vote is difficult. MTV created their Rock the Vote campaign many, many years ago. I don't know if you remember that, Mark. I think it was the early 90s. And they've, you know, been sort of pushing that concept ever since. And there have been other organizations that deal with young people that have tried their damnedest to get young people to turn out and vote. And it doesn't really seem to matter. I mean, they can pour millions of dollars in, millions of dollars, and promote the idea of voting. But if there's not someone that young people perceive worth going out and voting for, they're not going to do it. And they never have done it. Historically, they just don't show up.
Yeah. You can say, you know, if you could have a marijuana legalization thing on the ballot, and you know young people obviously would be a majority. Yeah, a majority of them would be for that, and they wouldn't show.
Yeah, that of course bewilders me completely, but it's happening now with the Ron Paul campaign. Of course, they haven't actually had a chance to go out and vote, but they are going out and getting active. They're going and starting meetup groups. They're going and, you know, they're editing YouTube videos. They're creating websites. They're getting together with one another. This story from the Washington Post is talking about how in Iowa and New Hampshire, they are going house to house. And these people are in their early 20s, their late teens. They're getting active, which is unheard of. It's just unheard of, especially for a Republican candidate. I mean, usually if you see a young person working for a Republican campaign, he or she is probably someone who still has very close family ties, and they, you know, they're a dyed-in-the-wool kind of Republican. Mm-hmm. It's unusual that you will see a young person attached to a Republican campaign. These people are completely different, different situation, and I have to say, I'm pretty amazed by it.
I think that Ron Paul has, for whatever reason, managed to mobilize all kinds of young people, and I think that we're going to see, as a result, something entirely different than what the polls are saying. I don't think polls have the ability to rate young people simply because they know that historically young people don't go out and vote. And I guess young people being people under the age of 35.
Now, here's a young person that has gotten a little bit of trouble, allegedly because of her support of Ron Paul. Bethany emails in. She says she's an animal shelter volunteer from Michigan, and she just spent the last 3 days in jail.
Oh, boy.
Here's her experience. I have a suspended driver's license. I had an unpaid speeding ticket, and I didn't pay it. Laziness, inconvenience, or anger at parting with my $200-plus dollars, whatever the reason, I wish I would have known. Not paying a speeding ticket is apparently a serious crime and deserves severe punishments. It deserves jail time in Michigan.
Right. Well, when you owe anybody else a debt, they'll send collections after you, possibly take you to court, perhaps garnish your wages or mm-hmm. something like that. When you owe the government money, they're going to toss you in jail.
Right, they're going to spend money to keep you in a prison
cell.
They'll
spend far more than what you owe, that's yes. for sure. And all kinds of punitive damages and that kind of thing.
She says, I was caught driving home from the pharmacy. The officer must have ran my plates, saw my revoked license, and pulled me over. He sauntered up, squinted up his eyes into little slits and said in his greasy voice, Ron Paul, eh? Referring to my Revolution bumper sticker. I wasn't sure that if that was a question or a statement, so I instead asked why he was pulling me over. Long story short, I received a court date for the offense I'd committed. At my court date, I was given the impression by the prosecuting attorney that the punishment for DWLS, driving with license suspended, was to be a fine of approximately $200 to $300. I decided to suck it up, plead guilty, pay the fine, and be on my way. But the judge had other plans. She said I wasn't taking this seriously, and that because I was taking it so lightly, she was to give me a $200 fine and 6 days in jail.
Just extra, because you...
She didn't like her attitude.
Yes.
The handcuffs were slapped on my wrists before I had the chance to say one word. Next thing you know, I was shacked up with three other girls and bussed over to the county jail, where, miraculously, I only served 3 days. I know this can't compare to people who've spent real time in jail, but for a
any time in jail stinks.
She says, for a bookworm slash homebody who's never been in trouble with the law, who likes to shower every day, eat normal food, and not smell like sweat constantly, and who likes to wear cute clothes and get her hair done, this was absolute torture. What may I ask did I do that deserved 3 days in jail? I committed no crime. It's absolutely senseless. I'm lucky I didn't lose my job and that I had caring people on the other side ready to help in any way that they could.
Well, she committed a crime in the legal sense, the government in the sense that the government says what a crime is.
Right, but she hasn't committed a crime in that she's harmed another
right.
person.
She hasn't harmed anybody else.
She says, I've lost respect for the state of Michigan. I spoke to those tyrannical officers with nothing but politeness, following every command, barked at me, and I followed them obediently and never argued. Yet they yelled for no reason and were rude and sarcastic. They threw my papers and lunch sacks at me instead of handing them to me. And I'm not exaggerating, she says.
No, I totally believe what she says there. You know, I'm kind of on the fence on this one. I believe that there needs to be some kind of system for licensing drivers. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to that, then there needs to be some kind of enforcement. Now, I don't know how that system should look. I don't know if it should be a free market system, if it should be a government system. Seems to me the government owns the roads. They stole your money. They built the roads. And therefore, they get to sort of decide how the licenses are handled on that. It also seems to me that their enforcement of this licensure is draconian. It also doesn't... Doesn't a free person have the right to move around? I think they do. I don't know. I mean, it all just baffles me. What's right? What's wrong? I know that the government is force, and at some point or another, they are going to come down on people very hard.
I think it's clear this is wrong. I think it's clear this is out of control and completely unnecessary. you don't need to put someone in a jail cell for not jumping through the appropriate bureaucratic hoops.
I think that the judge in this case was too quick to go to the jail option. But what if she said, you know, I don't want to pay any fees that you've got, and I'm not gonna reinstate my driver's license. I'm not gonna pay any fees, and I'm gonna continue.
She hasn't harmed anybody.
Right. I get where you're coming from, but do you see how there has to be some kind of enforcement of the system? How
the licensure system
falls apart.
Good. Let it fall apart.
There you go.
Because they're giving licenses to people that can pass the most basic of tests. I could put a monkey in a car and have him pass that license test with his eyes closed, if necessary. I mean, it's that easy to get licenses in this country. I think that, insurance companies...
Well, she didn't lose her license. She got her license. She got her opportunity to drive.
It was suspended. I'm just talking about the system in general.
What I would consider a bad rule in the first place. I think speed limits stink. And I think the enforcement of speed limits is even worse. But it's very arbitrary. Most people speed on a daily basis.
Sure.
And they're not caught. So every once in a while, somebody gets caught, and then you have to pay this enormous fine for it, and it's just really silly. If they really wanted people to obey the speed limits, they'd put up a whole bunch of speed limit cameras, and then everybody would have to drive this incredibly slow speed limit that's out there, and they'd say, look, we aren't going to take this crap anymore, and then they'd have to sort of raise the speed limits as a result.
Right. I think that in the absence of government licensure, I think you'd see some sort of insurance system set up to where if you wanted to get insurance, you would have to prove driving proficiency to the insurance company, and that would be enough. Road owners would, of course, it'd be their responsibility to keep dangerous drivers off the road. However they would determine that would be up to them. Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to David in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hey, David, you're on Free Talk
Live. Hi, guys. Happy New Year. I got some good news.
Hey, what's that? What's on your mind?
Well, I went to the eye doctor, and they thought my pressure was high on my eyes.
Mm-hmm. There's pressure on your eyes? Okay.
And I went today to the eye doctor, and there was none.
So excellent.
Dodged a bullet, huh?
So you're feeling some relief.
And will you keep us updated on the Lakota Nation?
We'll do our best as we continue to learn more. Mark, you were just telling me off the air, you're obsessed with this idea, right?
I really love it. I think the Lakota Nation, they seem to have a great legal standing with what's going on there, and I'm very excited about what's going on.
We'll do our best, Dave. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And hour number two is on the way. We got everything to talk about from marijuana in Canada with Mark Emery possibly facing extradition. We'll give you the latest on his case here in moments, as well as Australian girls selling themselves for a bottle of beer.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We're talking with...